Okay, fantastic. Great to have everybody on the call tonight. Many of you I have spoken to either today or yesterday or just real recently, but great to have you on the line. We've got a lot of new people on the line as well. My name is Tim Darnell from Allen, Texas. I'm a six-star Golden Circle with Isagenix and just so excited about this program. Can't see straight. I wanted to tell you some of the things that we're going to be doing. We're going to be putting together our 15-minute recorded call overview of Isagenix. And we did one about 2 weeks ago, and I got such great reception about that such fanfare about it, you should say, call after call after call, and so many people requested to have that call recorded. Well, of course it wasn't. And so what we want to do is try to recreate that call. That was the call that Gary Carstens, you were on. You were on one of the testimonials on there, and Juliana, California was the other one for the business side. But we're going to record that probably tomorrow, and Gary wanted to give you a heads up on that. I may be giving you a call to come in and do that testimonial again. It was a great testimonial. And anyway, that's going to be available 24/7 so that you can get somebody to that call instead of waiting for our Tuesday and Thursday night calls, which are good. We're going to have a call that we know is a fabulous call. There'll be no hiccups on it, and it will be the call that you can get somebody to, just another tool in our arsenal so that we can send our prospects to. And I think that can be one of the exposures for you to get them on that call and then just three-way them on that call as you're speaking to them any time of day. So instead of waiting just for the 8 o'clock central time zone twice a week for a live call, let's have it pre-recorded, and it will be exciting. And the reason is we are excited. That's why. So So anyway, that's a great development. I'm real excited about that particular tool, doing that with in conjunction with Dr. Benny Morris. And so we wanted to talk about what we're doing that's going extremely well with our building here. And if you're brand new, you want to take some notes. Some of you have heard a lot of this before. But, you know, if it's working and we're building and putting a lot of people in the business, then this is really what we want to reiterate over and over again, just to make sure that we're clear about what we're doing. And if you have any questions about it at the end of the, at the end of the call, we'll talk about that and answer your questions and get this going in a big way. Some of you are not on our team on this call, and that's fine. We're all Isagenix brothers and sisters here as far as I'm concerned, and I put my name out there all the time with people on other teams to do three-way calls with. And that invitation is extended. Ted, you're one of those guys as well, so just want to make sure you're comfortable with that. And so here's some things that we want to be doing, and you want to write down some notes here. This is going to be on timdarnell.org later on this week. I'll put it up there. We'll post this. But you want to be specific and detailed about exactly what you're going to achieve, and you need to have that in mind. You need to have that in writing, and so you want to know exactly what you're going to achieve and when you're going to achieve it. You know, a goal without a date is just a wish. And so that doesn't get us very far at all. In fact, I want to share with you something, a Facebook post I just got from a guy that's not on our team, but I've been helping him a little bit. And here's what he said. I'm going to read this from Jeff here. He says, you know, it's been slow going for me, but I'm not giving up, exclamation point. I'm not expecting to succeed. I'm now expecting to succeed where I think I was hoping before, and this has made a huge difference for me. Let me read that one more time. It's been slow going for me, but I'm not giving up. I'm now expecting to succeed where I think I was hoping before, and that has made all the difference. And so I think that's a real big, important thing that you understand here. We just announced our 137th millionaire at Isagenix. So folks, this thing works. There is no question about it. And it's no respecter of persons, meaning regardless of your past, regardless of who you are, your gender, your education level, whatever it might be, how old you are, it doesn't matter. If you will do the simple things to build this business, you will experience the success that you're looking for. And I'll tell you a sweet spot as far as goals are concerned with your prospects. If you're talking to them about extravagant goals or some of the money that Jay Bennett's making or Susan Sly's making or just, you know, one of the top leaders, you know, those numbers are virtually undiscernible by a prospect. They don't get that. They don't understand it. They can't see it. They can't believe in it. if you'll talk about a very simple concept like paying for your products, now you're talking a language that can be understood. You may not could get these products for free. Yes, you can. Absolutely. You can do that in pretty short order. And we show U plus two, then plus two. The other real sweet spot, though, is a goal of $250 a week. $250 a week. I want you to write that down and talk about that with your prospect. What that would do for most people would be life-changing financially for them. It's also conceivable. Most people can't conceive of anything much more than that. If you're talking to somebody that has a business background, then you might want to talk about $1,000 a week added to your income right now, and you might branch out as far as that. But I wouldn't go further than that with most prospects. Just talk about some basic small goals within that $250. And so you need to set your goal, be specific and detailed about exactly what you're going to achieve, when you're going to achieve it, and then I want to know why, and you need to know why you're going to achieve that goal. I have people tell me a lot that they just want to make extra money, and I say, well, why do you want to make extra money? Well, now you're getting more to the core of what this is all about here. And for me, I'll just tell you, it's all about freedom for me. It's about not having a boss. It's about not being controlled by somebody else. It's not reporting 9 to 5 or having some business that really owns me, and I don't even own the business. I actually own it nominally, but actually the business owns me because I'm required to be there so often. Not so with Isagenics. The bigger you build this thing, the more freedom that you're going to experience. And I'm talking long-term freedom. I'm talking a lifetime of freedom. And so that's what we want to look at right here. So write down your goal for your next rank advancement. This needs to be in paper. It needs to be in writing. And then you need to have several copies of that where you can see that on a regular basis in your car, on your mirror, on your desk, in your kitchen, if you're a musician, put it in your studio or at your piano or whatever your instrument is. And so you want to see that goal, and it needs to have a date on it, and it needs to be your next rank advancement. Whatever you are right now, if you're not one star yet, you need to put the one star goal when you're going to achieve that, and I will help you do that. We're going to do that arm in arm, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder. And so we're going to lock arms and get that job done. So the date of achievement, the next level, whatever that is, and the date of achievement written down, not typed, on a piece of paper, copied and placed in several locations. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to get the job done. Now, this is something, me being a little bit more stern here and you hearing this message, get the job done. Quit delaying. Quit procrastinating. Quit making excuses. It's time to activate and engage in a very big way, and that's what you want to do. So quit delaying, quit procrastinating. Let's activate in a big-time way here. Make a decision. I'm activating. I am going to get this job done. And just come to a firm decision with yourself. This is not between me and you. It's between you and you. And I go through this talk with myself all the time. It's so important that I have determined that I'm going to get this job done. Now, here's how we get the job done. And many of you have heard this before. I'll bet you most of you have not done it. If you haven't done it, you need to do it. And that is write down in your writing with a pen 100 names on a list that you have accessible and viewable at all times. Now, this is going to take, it's not going to take 5 minutes, it's going to take an hour, 2 hours maybe to get this done, maybe 3 hours, maybe over the course of 2 days, but you need to get 100 names on a list. This is how we build our business. Most people, most amateurs, they have prospects in their head. They're thinking of one or two or three people, and they're going to go contact those people. And when those people don't pan out, they're just so frustrated and discouraged because they don't have a business after that. And so what I'm telling you is get you a big list, and as long as you've got 100 names, you've always got a business, and keep adding to that. I added today 7 brand new names to my list that was already at 102, and so we now have 109 people on that list, and it was so invigorating, so exciting for me to come up with those new names, and I contacted 5 of them today. One's getting a goodies pack, I have not heard from the others. The ones I have not heard from, I will recontact them and let them know I'm serious. When you call somebody, here's a mistake that I've made in the past. When you call somebody or contact somebody and you don't hear back from them, most people say, well, the ball's in their court. They've got to respond to me. No, that's not true. What needs to happen is you need to volley once more. You need to volley again. You need to keep contacting them, and they will be impressed at your persistence. And you, because this is important to them, it's going to change their life health-wise. It will change their life wealth-wise if they wish that. But health-wise, number one, for sure, every single person that gets on these products, their health changes. So be persistent. If you don't get a response or a reply right off the bat, don't sit there and stew about it. Go back and call again, or go in with a text, or go in with an email. Come from different directions. Sometimes people respond to a text where they won't respond to a phone call, and vice versa. So you want to come in with different directions. That's why I love the goodies pack. It's such a different direction coming in through actual snail mail in a package, in a very nice package that they don't receive often at all. How many times do you get a FedEx package? Unless you're in a business that does that often, it's very rare. And so you get a FedEx or a Priority Mail package, that's a very exciting thing to happen. So your business starts with 100 names. Your business is not starting without that 100 names. It's going nowhere without that 100 names. Plus, you're greatly amplifying the risk of disappointment and frustration if you don't have those names. If you've got 100 names, man, you are a world beater. You're excited because you really don't care what the response of several people is going to be, yay or nay. That was one thing that really helped me out in the business, especially in the beginning. I've never been concerned about what a person's response is. My job is simply being a conduit, a communicator, a connector, an inviter. That's all I'm doing. What they do with it is totally up to them. But they're going to hear from me multiple times. And the more I really want somebody in the business, they're going to know I want them in the business because I'm going to go after them several different times. And you say, well, I don't want to bug anybody. Well, I want to tell you something. This is important. You bug people when it's important. And the worst they can do is say, don't ever call me again. You know what? I've never had anybody tell me that ever. It's always, wow, man, I'm sorry I didn't get back with you, or something like that. They respect you, and they will respect you more if you were contacting them on a regular basis. All right, so 100 names on a list. Now, here's our 5x5 program. 5x5, I want you to write that down. You can do 5x5 or 5by5, however you want to notate that, doesn't matter. Of the 100 names, choose the top 5 names and share those names with me during our weekly call time. Now, what that presumes is that you and I have a weekly call time. And what I'd like to do is bring out Sharon Reese. And Sharon, if you're online, I'd like for you to come out on the call right now and just share some of your feelings and just what's happened with you and the weekly call time, if you would. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am. We've been doing, I guess, for about a month now, weekly calls with Kim. Oh, my goodness, what a difference that has made. For one thing, it has enabled us to focus, gives us accountability. And Tim has an amazing way of zeroing in on exactly what we need and, you know, just directing us in the right direction. It has made a huge difference. And we finally feel like we are getting into momentum with moving forward with our business. And it has just been fantastic for us.
Well, yes, very much so. And, you know, and I feel the same way. And so what happens is we pick out a time, and I put that on my calendar on my phone. And so I know when it's going to happen. I can't make it every single time. Today we had to delay it just due to some things coming up. But we did have our call today. It was supposed to be at 10, and I think we ended up at 2:30. But we will have that call. Let's see, Linda Carstens, are you online? I'd love to have you come out. Same subject, same concept here. Linda, are you with us here?
Hi, Tim. We are. And it has been helpful to us, too, because we can share. We can just say to people or talk to you, and you're just giving us a little extra boost and motivation to just keep going on. And we thank you for that.
Well, it's great. And there's also some correction that goes along. Like Sharon talked about, she told me one thing she did, and I said, Sharon, don't ever do that again. and so there's a lot of honesty involved with it. And so Gary and Linda, one thing we do on our calls, and we also pray at the end of the call, and I'm certainly a believer and believe that prayer is absolutely essential to building our business. And I think that has tied us together. Would you agree with that, Linda?
Oh, absolutely. I loved it, especially that one day we hung up and you called back and said, we forgot to pray. Prayer is so important to us and our business, because this is God's business. And I think that you agree the same way. You've been very helpful that way. And just to know that we have that support, that, as you well know, meant so much to us and made a difference in our belief in ourselves and belief in the system.
That is awesome. Well said, and nicely, succinctly said as well. So really good job there. Debbie Byers, you're online with us also. You and I have been having our weekly calls as well. Would you come out and address the same subject, please?
All right. I think it's very important, and I benefit greatly. I really appreciate and need the motivation that you are so good at, and but also the good direction that you give me to, and sometimes you give me tips on words to use, you know, and phrases that are key and have been for me. So I really appreciate that. And one thing that I want to start doing is doing the prayer also. I love that idea, and it's so important. And I remember one time before I went to see someone or talk to someone about this, you prayed with me, and that just really, really touched me, and I felt like it really made a big difference. So I want to start doing that on our calls, too.
Awesome, and if I forget, make sure I remember, okay? So that's great. Debbie, thank you so much. Linda, thank you, and Sharon, thank you as well. Are we clicking on this call? I'm hearing you guys clicking. Am I clicking as well?
Yes.
Okay, if you guys would do *6 on your phone, we'll try to get a cleaner call here. So I'm not hearing it on my end because I'm doing most of the talking, but there is a clicking going on. *6 on your phone there, that will get that more quiet there. Okay, so what are we going to do with the five people? So we got 5x5. What does that mean? The first five stands for five prospects that we're focusing on. Five prospects, not 100, not 10, not 20. Five. We're going to really hone in on those five prospects. For instance, one of the ones Debbie is prospecting is a gal that's got a lot of experience in network marketing, somebody I'm salivating to get involved. So the first thing I do with your five people is I go friend them on Facebook. I don't always remember to do it, but I try to do that if they're on Facebook. And so I become friends with them on Facebook. Bam, there's an exposure right there, a connection. So that's a great thing to do. And so first five stands for your five best prospects out of your 100. And then, so it's called 5x5. So the second five is five exposures. And let me say this, it may not take five exposures before we set up their account, the goal being to set up their account. And then also set them up in this exact same system where they're doing 5x5. So we want to get 5x5 exposures, five exposures. Now, here's what the exposures can be. They can be a lot of different things, but here's what I've found to be the best exposures. Number one is isomovie.com in person. So what do I mean by that? Let's say Debbie was my prospect. I would call Debbie, and I would say something. Debbie, have you heard of Isagenix? And Debbie would say, you know, I think I've heard of it. I'm not really sure, though. What is it? I would say to Debbie, Debbie, are you at your computer? And she said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I said, great. I want you to pull up a site, and I spell it out for her, isamovie.com, isamovie.com. And I wait for her to pull that up, and I say, are you there? I say, great. What do you see? And she'll say, well, I see the Isagenix difference. I say, well, I don't want you to watch that particular movie. I want you to scroll down and look at the bottom. There's going to be four links down at the bottom, four categories. Would you read those to me? Now, notice how I'm taking charge of the conversation here. I'm leading. I'm leading Debbie. She says, she reads them to me. I said, Debbie, as far as your personal situation is concerned, which of those would appeal to you most? Which would you be most interested in? And Debbie might say weight loss, and by the way, that's about four out of five times that's what will be said. And I say, great, I want you to click that. And she clicks it, and I say, now, what do you see now? She said, well, I see three choices right there. I say, well, you see the one that says, are you toxic? She says, yes. Well, here's what I want you to do. It's about a five-minute movie, and I want you to click that and watch that, and I'll stay on the line here while you do that. And what I'd like for you to do is to put your speaker on speakerphone so I can hear the movie myself to hear where you're at in that process. And Debbie says, okay, and she watches that movie. So that is by far the best way to expose somebody to isamovie.com. Do it with you on the line and do it right now. Okay, that's number one. The second best way to do it is by appointment. They say, well, I'm at work right now, I can't do it, and that kind of things. And you say, okay, fine. Will you be able to do it tonight, and what time would you be able to do it? So you're setting an appointment for them to watch it. And they say, well, I sort of wind down, I get dinner, and then about 7 o'clock, I either watch TV or whatever. And I say, well, can you watch that? Will you watch that at 7 o'clock? And Debbie says, yes, I will. I said, well, okay, great. I'm going to call you at 7:15, or I'm going to call you at 7, and I'm going to walk you through how to watch these movies, okay? And Debbie says, great. I said, okay, now you're going to pick up my call when I call you, right? And I sort of laugh about that. But the reason I say that is because so many times people will not pick up and they won't remember the appointment. So I'm getting them to say, now you're going to remember that I'm going to call you at 7 o'clock, right? And you'll pick up the phone when I call you. Am I correct? Yes. Do you commit to that? Yes. Okay, great. I'm going to call you at 7 tonight. And so what you're doing is you're leading people. Don't be asking them, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? Would you be open to such and such? Tell them what to do and take charge of the situation, and you will be amazed at how responsive people are when you take the lead in this conversation and in this situation. All right, second exposure is a goodies pack. Now, this is on me. I don't know how long I'm going to do this, but for right now, I'm offering it. And the goodies pack, I send it. It's my products. It's my Prosper magazine. It's my postage. And it's free of charge to you. If you're on my team and we're doing this, that's how I contribute to your building your team. And so we work side by side on this thing. Goodies pack has a vanilla shake in it. It has a strawberry shake in it or a chocolate shake, depending on my supply here. I have been out of vanilla shakes forever. Ordered a bunch more vanilla shakes, and they came in canisters, which I was going, oh, man, that's exactly what I don't need. I need the packets. And so anyway, those go out with a Prosper magazine, a cover letter, and they are very effective getting food in the body, in the mouth and in the body. And so that's a big deal right there. It has been very successful in our building our team of well over 10,000 people now. Okay, third exposure is three-way with the leader. This is where you come in. And you say, what I'm going to do is introduce you to Tim Darnell. He's our team leader. He's my mentor in the business. You're going to love this guy. And hang on just a second. I'm going to see if he's available. And you don't ask them if they want to do it. You tell them that's what you're going to do. You're going to love this guy. Say some nice things. He's a sweetheart. Whatever you want to say, just to put their mind at ease. And he's not going to hard close you or ask, you know, you're just going to meet him and get acquainted with him and hear his story. Okay, so that's the third. The fourth is you plus two, them plus two. Now, if you can do any of these in the same sitting and you can tell that the prospect is responsive and you're not losing them, and I've felt that at times when somebody, we've given them too much information, then I'm going to wait for another phone call to do you plus two, them plus two. But you've got to show you plus two, them plus two. This is so powerful in our process here. You plus two, them plus two. If you don't know how to show it, you need to learn how to show it. There are multiple places where it's shown. It's in isamovie.com down at the very bottom underneath the four links. There's Getting Started, and you plus two, them plus two is there. It's also on isogenicsbusiness.com. You plus two, them plus two. Learn how to show that. And we could do a whole training session just on how to show you plus two, them plus two. But you need to grab a hold of that. In any business, you're going to have to learn some lingo in certain presentations. And our business is no different. And we have script for that. And you want to follow that script until you really get it and you know how to do it. And then the very last exposure is simply setting up their account. Now, notice I don't say signing them up. That's not the verbiage I use. I don't say even enrolling them. I'll slip and say that every once in a while, but the best verbiage is set up their account or set up your account. Now, I want you to write that down. That is so crucial that you get that. It's such a better way of putting things. Professionals in our business, they learn how to say things better. And so the best way to say this is set up your account. Okay, so finally, what I want to end with is I want to encourage you to see yourself as a leader. It's time that you build and lead your team. It's coming. If you build it, they will come. I promise you, if you determine that you're going to build a team here and you're set, you have decided, you have chosen that you're going to build a team here, your team will grow. And you will have help from me constantly in that process. But I also don't want to be holding your hand a year from now. I want you to duplicate and become the leader that you need to be for your people. And you're going to learn these principles and these concepts and these steps that we've talked about here. They're all duplicatable. You're going to hear me talking about this over and over again, and you're going to be sharing the exact same concepts with your team so that it's duplicatable and that your teams are doing the exact same thing. When your teams are doing what you're doing, you're going to experience an explosion in your team growth, your number of team members, your BV, and your cycles. And that's exactly what you want to see happen. Some of you are sitting on teams of thousands of people on your major team, your dominant team, and so it's just a matter of building your money team right now. And that's all you have to focus on. That's all you have to focus on. So that is so exciting to be able to do that. You're going to wake up a year from now and be a six-digit income earner if you will apply these steps on a regular day in and day out basis. So let me tell you what happened to me today. The one prospect that I really made a good contact with today is a great, great couple. And I want to tell you something. My enthusiasm level was good at the beginning of this day. But my enthusiasm level after connecting with them and them saying, yeah, we'd love to get a goodies pack, just went through the roof. And yours will do the same thing. When you're connecting with people, contacting people, a lot of them won't respond. That's fine. But if you do four, five, six, or seven, you're going to get one or two or three, maybe even four responses from people, and you're going to be flying high and excited and excited and excited. And that's when the five exposures come in. And so this business is so fun when you don't dabble. And I want you to write that word down. I want you to write the word dabble down. I want you to draw a circle around it and a diagonal bar through that circle. Do not dabble with this business. Take it seriously. Quit asking prospects what they want to do and simply get them through the 3 to 5 exposures that it takes to set up their account. You can't waste your time delaying the process. Don't be a dabbler. Don't dabble with the products. That's the beginning thing. If you ever hear Jay Bennett's training, it's always use the products. Become a product of the products. Don't dabble with the products. there's a lot of you don't even know the full product line out there. Use the products. Experiment with new products and start using them faithfully, regularly, consistently in the way that the products are meant to be used. Do your two-day cleanses. Get on your two-day cleanses and do them, and do them correctly. Use snacks in between so that your blood sugar stays level. Use Isodelight Plus, but do that full two-day cleanse. You're going to be excited about how clear your thinking is, how much energy you have, how much weight you drop, the lean muscle mass that you're gaining, the toxins that you're removing. You're going to feel great, and it's going to be a very exciting time for you. The sooner that your people are on the products, the sooner big things happen for them and for you. So let's not delay this five exposure thing over weeks. Let's get it done in a matter of days here. Let's get it done, get them on the products, get their product pack ordered, do their open the box party, explain how everything works, and get them on the products. That's when the magic happens in our business. So with that being said, got time for a few comments or questions here, and we'll end the call. But who would like to come out and say something, question or comment? We have anybody on there like to make a question or comment? Now's your time. Oh, take your phone off *6 if you muted. I forgot to tell you. Anybody? All right. If there's no questions or comments, then we will end the call. God bless you guys. Thank you for being on the call. This is Team Freedom Call for March 3rd, 2015. Great to have you here. Excited for your progress and your success. This is Tim Darnell saying aloha. We'll talk to you real soon here, guys. Take care now.